In this episode, I had the privilege of sitting down with Mario Brinovic, the CEO of Analemma, and we discussed this, the Analemma wand. And for those that aren't watching, I'm holding what looks like a miniature lightsaber. It has a metal base, a quartz crystal encasing, and inside of the encasing is stable, coherent water. And like a lightsaber, this thing is incredibly powerful. I geek out anytime I get a chance to discuss water, its implications for health, and the nature of reality. And in this episode, we discussed both, and it blew me away. We discussed the science behind this little thing right here, this product, as well as the other products that they have, and the beautiful implications for our health, the health of our soil, our food, and really for the entire earth. This little thing is a game changer. I mean that. And it's one of those episodes where I say wow like 100 times. I use this anytime I make a glass of water at home. And I genuinely mean that. I use this literally anytime I make a glass of water at home. I use this during my water fast, and I discussed the results of my water fast in episode 75 if you're interested. But I legitimately use this thing, and it is incredible. And I already knew it was incredible because I've talked to Mario before, but this episode blew me away. Truly, what they're doing at Analemma is totally paradigm shifting in so many ways, and it has so many incredible implications for the future that just, yeah, this you'll have to see for yourself or hear for yourself. It's an incredible conversation. So if you're interested in checking out the Analemma wand and their other products, please head to the show notes or go to analemma-water.com and enter code TWF10 at checkout for 10% off. And Analemma is one of the brands in our member store that offers a higher discount for members. So if you're interested in getting that higher discount and joining our membership, where we have several incredible offerings, go to thewayforward.com, and forward is spelled F-W-R-D, or you can just head to the show notes to become a member. So thanks for tuning in. You're going to love this episode. I know I did. And you can listen to me just geek out and smile ear to ear about water for the next hour and a half. Thanks. Mario, it's been about 2 years, a little more than 2 years, I think, since I spoke to you last. And I've said this a number of times on the show. I'm not a huge products guy. There's a few products that I use consistently. And I almost feel like I should have mine with me just to show that I do. But I do twirl my Analemma wand at least 40 seconds every time I pour a glass of water. And I use my AquaCure a little bit. I use my BioCharger a little bit. Eileen McCusick's tuning forks, and then maybe a couple other things. But generally, I like to call myself a natural health maximalist, just to where, you know, using sunlight, breath, movement, feeling my feelings, and putting my feet on the earth and things like this to maintain my health. But so when I was first sent the Analemma wand, I was extremely skeptical because it's like, what is this little lightsaber looking thing that I'm holding and what is this doing with my water? But after speaking with you guys last 2.5-ish years ago, it really, really, really blew me away. And then two people that I trust quite a bit, Dr. Andy Kaufman and Dr. Tom Cowan, we're blown away by your products and what you guys have done with the Analemma wand and some of the other products you're creating. And then I'm good friends with Luke Story, and he is raving about all that you guys do. So that's why I'm here having this conversation again, sort of updating my new audience, all the new people that we have on this incredible product. So let's just start with the very beginning of Analemma and how it came about.
First of all, thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me. You really named several people, which I'm a huge fan of. So I'm just super, super happy and super grateful to be part of this project. And what are all what the entire company is about, is really bringing, when we realized that water is the most fundamental level of our existence, and when you change that, entire biology of basically anything changes, then you just want to do its justice. As me, I'm the CEO of NLM Water, and I just want to do whatever is in my power to bring this to as much people as possible so that people can get the benefit. We actually tested it on plants. We tested it on humans. We tested it on humans, animals, plants, and we actually found incredible impact on the environment as well, which we are going to go in all of these details. So I'm super, super, super happy and grateful to be a part of the whole thing. So where it all started, it's actually very interesting. Dolph Zantinge and Dr. Eric Larker, they came together many years ago now. It's like 15 years ago or more, even more than that. And they, for the lack of the better word, they wanted to find the secret to life. They wanted to see what moves life, so to speak. What is the most fundamental thing? And very early, they actually picked up a whole lab of a famous German scientist, Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, who developed this biophoton technology. And all of the scientists, just so you know, this is now 15 years in research, over 50 plus scientists over three continents, and many millions of dollars invested in this incredible thing, which really has incredible power to change biology again of basically every living thing. So very early on, they saw that when you change the water, everything else changed. With this biophoton technology, biophotons are these tiny particles of light that every biological system exudes. The more biophotons a biological system exudes, more vitality it has. So we actually had a huge a greenhouse in the Netherlands where we played with plants. And we realized that when you water plants with coherent water, with NLM water, we saw between 60 and 200% increase in biophoton emissions. So the vitality of plants like skyrocket, especially when you compare it to regular water and watering plants with regular water. So there we realized, okay, there is something truly special happening here. To make a couple of steps back, just to explain the concept of coherent water. We realized in our early research that water currently exists in what we call a chaotic state. So it's still H2O, but those H2O molecules, they're moving randomly. They're actually crashing into each other constantly. But since all of this is happening on an atomic level, nobody's really aware of that. We found that water can exist in what we call a full spectrum coherent state, where those same H2O molecules, they link together. They start to move in unison. They enter into harmony, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And through this unique process, when this happens, the true power of water is being unleashed. The true power, the true effect, the way we see it is how nature intended the water to be in the first place. So when you drink this water, there is incredible effect, short term and long term, and we did both, and we're going to jump into the science. We did double blind placebo controlled studies where we prove this. The same thing happens with plants. We actually treated, this is also fascinating, we actually took completely dead piece of soil destroyed by glyphosate and all other toxins. It's barren, you couldn't grow anything on it, and we revived it completely within only 2 months. So with just watering the soil with NLM water, that piece of soil became fertile again. We are also going to go into that study in a little while. But effects of it are truly extraordinary. To explain the concept to people again in maybe a way people can understand is like if you take a 5-watt light bulb, it will give you some light. But if you take 5-watt laser, so laser of the same power, which is a coherent form of light, you can drill a hole through your table. So the power is the same, But when light enters into coherent state, it has much, much, much bigger impact and power. The same thing is with water.
Incredible. Incredible. So when you mentioned that this is water as nature or as God intended it to be, could we say that the coherent water that is in this wand, my wife actually brought it to me. So this is what it looks like for the people that are on video. For the people that are not on video, it looks like a clear lightsaber. So I don't know if it's on the Sith side or on the Jedi side, because it's not green or red, but it's just clear water. I think it's encapsulated in a quartz encasing. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, with a little metal bottom. So it literally does look like a lightsaber, and it comes in a few different types of sleeves that you can put it in. But so when we say coherent water, are we talking about actual mimicry, if you will, of water in a stream, or how can we describe the water that is inside of this wand?
There are very, very, very few places on the planet where you can actually find water in that particular state. And as soon as you take the water out, water molecules break and the water goes back to chaos. So to be honest, we feel that Mother Earth is the hidden voice of this whole project, because it was necessary due to toxins, EMFs, all kinds of things. We can talk about EMFs as well, because the EMFs really put water into chaotic state. It really kind of deepens the whole effect. But, sorry, lost my chain of thought.
Well, no, it's okay. It's we are talking about the coherent water. So you were saying that Mother Earth is the hidden voice behind this whole project. And does that mean that because of, let's say, modernization and non-native electromagnetic fields and toxins in our environment and things like this, even most rivers and bodies of water that would have previously been in a coherent state are no longer in a coherent
state? Exactly. Usually, you know, when you have a free-flowing water, it has this left and right vortexes, which actually keep water in this particular natural state. But due to everything that has been happening, the whole, like you mentioned, modernization with all the negative effects with it, that balance, that harmony got actually destroyed. Mm-hmm. So something was necessary to bring it back and to be offered back to people so that everyone would actually experience the effects of it the way nature intended. So it's very hard to find that. And if people find that kind of a source of water, stream or well of water, within very short kind of walk, it's just not possible to get to. Even to find it, you really have to go remotely somewhere in the jungle.
Got it.
So it's kind of very not practical and hardly doable. And not even that, as I mentioned, even if you do a bottling plant there, water bottling plant, and you take it to people, again, as soon as you take it out, after a very short period of time, water molecules break and they go back to chaos. So it was necessary to create stable, coherent water, because this is where NLMA really, really, really shines. For 6 consecutive years now, we're doing, every single year, we're doing a new test of water that was treated just once. So after 6 years, it never went out of the state of coherence. So it's extraordinarily stable. After just one treatment, it just persists. And we did many things to it. We did things that usually turn water into deeper chaos. Mm. But for some extraordinary reason, this water persists. It just remains in this highly, highly structured state. And that's why, you know, we saw this amazing effects on basically every living thing. I mean, this latest plant study that we did, we proved that we actually we used this latest fluorescence-based technology that can capture what happens within a plant on a molecular level. We got mountain of data, and just by watering the plants with NLM water, their resilience to stress increases exponentially. So even we actually created a short-term drought. We did many things to it that would actually destroy the plant, that would really make it hard for it. But if you water the plant with lemon water, they thrive even under that conditions. And we had powerful control group where we just watered the plants with regular water, and we saw it was more than significant change. That's why, and also it's so important these days, because we're having all of these crazy climate changes, and we need plants that are going to resist all of these happenings and can still produce food for us, because we are dependent on it.
Yeah, incredible. Very well said. So what is unique about your product in that the water inside of it maintains its coherence through time? Because as you said, with other examples of coherent water, the moment that you take them out of their original context, they sort of come back into this unstable, disharmonious state, you could say. So what is it, what is unique about your product, this little stick, this little wand that I'm holding that makes it so incredible? Because I mean, again, what you said last time has blown me away, and I already know you're going to blow me away this time and blow away the audience. So what makes this unique?
So since we realized early on in our research that water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment, always. So that's why it's so important how we treat our water. That's why it's so important where we keep our water. And you can imagine where the municipal water goes until it reaches our tap and what kind of frequencies are induced there. So anyhow, when we realize that water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment, our whole goal was to create the most positive, dominant frequency water there is. Because if we managed to do that, we knew that if we would expose any other water to it, since water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment, all the water would become exactly like it. That's where we kind of went really deep. And after a lot of research, we found what we are calling now the mother water. The water in this particular extraordinary state. And we actually put it in a crystal vial, just like you mentioned. And crystal vial has two purposes. Of course, one, to create the barrier between the mother water inside and rest of the water. But more importantly, crystal serves as a superconductor. Yeah. It allows the frequency of mother water to be passed through without any loss. So in effect, when you take the NLM wand and swirl through the water, any H2O molecule that comes into close proximity to the mother water starts to mimic its exact structure. So in an effect, after 40 seconds of swirling, you get a glass of mother water. And when you drink that water, since again, this is what we haven't touched, which is extraordinary when you look at it, 70% of our body mass is water. But from the molecular side of things, 99% of our molecules are water. We're actually more water than the ocean, if you can imagine. Mm-hmm. We're basically very clever H2O. So since water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment, when you drink the glass of mother water, the entire water in your body, and you're basically water, starts to change dramatically. Maybe this is a good moment to jump in our first human study. Since this water is an electromagnetic phenomenon, we were thinking, what is the most electromagnetic part of human biology that we can very accurately measure? It's our brainwaves. It's actually you can very accurately measure if something happens there and how much it happens and all of the details. So we actually decided to do a golden standard study where we invited two genetically identical twins. It's a golden standard study. And we actually put QEEG equipment on their heads and we monitored their brainwaves. So the doctor administering the water didn't know which one was which. And twins didn't know which one was which. They just took a couple of sips of water. And we monitored their brain waves to see whether something would happen. So as the twin that took a couple of sips of regular water, there was no change. So their brainwave patterns, everything basically stayed the same. But almost as soon as when the twin took a couple of sips of an LM water, we were actually super surprised at how fast it happened. There was an instant, almost instant, a better connection between the left and the right hemisphere of the brain, an instant harmonizing effect on the brainwaves. The change was very palpable. This was first and very powerful and irrefutable evidence that something biologically remarkable happens here. Then 3 weeks later, we repeated the experiment and we gave an LM water to the other twin. And since they are genetically identical, we saw exactly the same phenomenon, exactly the same change. While the first twin now, they took a couple of sips of regular water, there was nothing. So this was really kind of, it was really mind-blowing for us. Again, it just reaffirmed there is something extraordinary happening here. And then we kind of decided to do the second study, the third study, and did the whole thing. And that's how we came here. There are so many moments in our research where it was like, what happened here? Which is really extraordinarily gratifying thing to observe and to witness and then be a part of the whole process.
Wow. Incredible. So with this water in this study, was it that you had the same source of water, same type of water, but everything, one was treated with the analemma wand
and the other one wasn't? Yeah.
Right.
That's the only, that's so, the only
so
change.
Again, so, so yeah. In here, the independent variable is, I guess you could say, the wand itself, seeing if it has the effect.
Exactly.
And it's very clear because you controlled for everything else.
Yes. And not only that, we did after that double-blind placebo-controlled ATP study on many more subjects, and we did double-blind placebo-controlled microbiome. So we're doing everything by the book. At the very end of the study, when all the data is out, then we are actually opening the box, and then you see who's what, and then you do the math on it. And always we're using third-party independent research organizations. So we want to do it justice. So we want to do it the right way. And of course, we want to know what the effect is. And this is the only way to do it. But I'm telling you, in so many years of research, there were very, very, very few instances where we didn't see this powerful effect. So it's really remarkable.
Incredible. Can we talk about the ATP studies a little bit too?
So this is actually where it was really interesting. Since we measured consistently every single time when we did these biophoton emissions on plants, we realized that cellular activity, cellular energy increases more than significantly. Since there isn't at the moment a device that can measure biophoton emissions in a very accurate way with humans, we wanted to see, okay, what's the most accurate and scientifically accepted way to measure cellular energy in humans. So we came to ATP, adenosine triphosphate, the primary energy currency of the cell, directly responsible for powering the majority of cellular processes in our body, including muscle contraction, nerve impulse transmission, biochemical reactions. Every heartbeat, every breath depends on ATP. I mean, the biggest spender of ATP is actually the brain. 25% of all of our cellular mitochondrial energy goes just to feed the brain. So people with higher ATP levels have higher cognitive performance. This has been already well established. Anyhow, we wanted to do a double-blind placebo-controlled study to see what's going to happen to people's ATP levels when they drank NLM water. So we employed luciferase, which is an enzyme that catalyzes light production in bioluminescent organisms. And due to its extraordinary sensitivity, you can very accurately measure ATP levels in humans. So this is the method that we employed. So we did a quote-unquote snapshot of ATP levels in the beginning of study in all of the participants. Then they drank 1.5 liters of NLM water per day without any a change in their diets, exercise regime, everything else stayed the same. And after 2 months, we did another test to see what happened. And what we saw was 20% rise in overall mitochondrial energy of the body over the placebo. So when you calculate the placebo, and that's almost one third of entire mitochondrial energy. We're not talking about here red bull energy or something like that. We're talking about actual mitochondrial energy. All scientists now agree, most scientists now agree, that the one of the key causes of cellular aging is the decline in mitochondrial function. And we actually proved that just within 2 months of drinking NLMO water, your mitochondrial function increases more than significantly.
Incredible.
We are actually doing now a double-blind placebo-controlled study. It's going to be finished pretty soon, in a couple of months, where we are actually measuring NAD levels. In the whole biohacking and health and wellness circles, and everybody knows about why and how it's important to keep elevated NAD levels. Since there is a great correlation between ATP and NAD, and we already proved more than significant rise in ATP, we're actually measuring double-blind placebo-controlled study rise in NAD levels. So this is also something that we're super excited about.
Incredible. Incredible. Hadn't you done a study as well on genetically identical twins with ATP production, where you gave one twin the water and measured ATP in his, like, from him, and then switched? You hadn't done that study? Okay. No. I don't know why I thought you had. Okay.
No. ATP study was a complete different thing. We wanted to have much larger kind of a pool of people, because with this brainwave study, we're talking about two individuals. It's done properly, and it's a golden standard study, genetically identical twins. But with ATP, we really wanted to have a much larger pool. So we really can kind of take into account everything and really have powerful results. And we hadn't, so we were super happy about it.
What's incredible to me is thinking about how, for Gerald Pollack and Gilbert Ling's work, and I'd throw the work of you guys in there too at this point, it's pretty likely that our cells are comprised of this, what you could call coherent water, or fourth phase water, right?
Yes.
And all the chemical reactions that are happening, I don't really pay too much attention to, but I did want to ask that just because I know it's relevant to other people who may be listening on ATP production. But knowing that we are electromagnetic bodies of water, and that we are comprised likely of fourth phase water, it would make sense that we would want to introduce more coherent water, and that we would want to drink coherent water in order for the bodies of water that we are to function properly. So I think it makes total sense what you've got here. So let me see if I can summarize the sort of mechanism of action as best I can for the audience in layman's terms. So what we have here is coherent water encased in a quartz encasing, right? Mm-hmm. And quartz acts as a superconductor.
Superconductor. Mm-hmm.
Right? So, and then that's why they use it in cell phones and things like this. And there's some interesting studies in Russia from the 1970s and 80s where they would manipulate some things in a cell culture. And then there was a quartz pane in between two different cell cultures, essentially, only manipulating one of them with no possible way that there could be something physically transmitted between the two cultures, just a quartz encasing between the two. One culture was able to transmit information to the other culture. So quartz, as we know, like you said, is a superconductor.
Yes.
So basically the water inside of this analemma wand is, we could say, teaching the water that you stir it with, via this quartz encasing. So it's transmitting its harmonious energy into the water that you're stirring, and then you then consume that, and you're consuming more coherent water. And I've said this quote like 1,000 times in recent episodes, but it's always so relevant, so I just have to say it. So Eileen McCusick says a strong coherent field will always overtake and entrain a weak incoherent field. So I'd imagine the water inside of this quartz encasing is a strong coherent water, and it has a strong coherent field since it is so, let's say, electrically charged. It's probably not the correct term, but it itself has a strong coherent field that is then overtaking and entraining the weak, incoherent, chaotic water to help bring it into coherence as you're stirring it with the wand.
You've said it perfectly. So thank you so much for that. It's exactly the way it is. And, you know, the greatest scientist of all time, at least in my eye, Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
He said, like, if you want to know the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And water being the absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy, frequency, and vibration, it's at the very heart of our biology. Everything happens through it. That's why it's so important. You know, it's totally cool to me how water teaches us to be kind. Because we are 99% water. And water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment and it stores it. When you become aware of that, you know that you, how you show up in the world, how you show up with people has a powerful quantum and actually very real effect on the biology of a human being. So if I'm sending kindness, if I'm sending love to people, I'm literally changing their biology. Mm-hmm. When you understand that, you cannot behave in the same way. You just cannot. Because you know that you are impacting another human being in a powerful and very tangible way. Water will pick it up and water will store it. That's why it's so important how we treat water. And since 99% of our molecules of water, how we treat each other is the very same thing.
Mm. Beautiful. So well said. So well said. I mean, you've got to be a perfect steward of water if you're communicating on behalf of this product. So it makes sense that you're.
My whole thing is just to do the whole project justice, because when you witness, and I'm going to come into some really crazy, that I'm going to mention this study, which really kind of blew our minds. When you witness all of this, you have a responsibility to do the very best that you can to bring this information into the world in the purest possible way. So I'm going to mention this study that we did, which is really, really, really extraordinary and really kind of showcases, to be honest, this is what it's all about. All of these other studies, which definitively prove powerful effects on health and wellness. But I'm going to touch upon now what we feel it's all about. So anyhow, early on, we were doing research on these biophoton emissions, and we took seeds, these tiny pieces of life. I mean, like, it cannot be more simple than that. And we watered some with regular water and some with NLM water. And we monitored biophoton emissions. And seeds that were watered with regular water, we didn't see nothing special. But almost as soon as we started watering seeds with NLM water, we started seeing this sinusoidal shape of peaks and valleys of biophoton emission. It was like, why? It was weird. You just sprinkled a couple of drops of NLM water and you started seeing this happening. It's like the seeds started to breathe light in a very long form, long way. And we couldn't figure it out. We connected to other scientists. And after a while, we realized that it started to follow the tides.
Wow.
So NLM water connected this tiny piece of life to the circadian rhythm of nature. It connected the seed electromagnetically to its larger, relevant environment. And this is what it does to us. When you drink NLM water, you are, you know how in this day and age we're disconnected from ourselves and disconnected from basically everything, or people, everything. This connects you in a powerful way to your relevant electromagnetic environment This is what we need now in this point in time. You move with the earth, not separate from it. You're moving with it. And that makes the whole difference in the world. So this is the core of Analemma. This is what it does. There is a huge change happening on this planet. Planet is moving forward. I think that we're, even though things look crazy on the outside, I really believe that we are moving we're moving in a beautiful direction. And you want to be moving electromagnetically with it. Yeah. You want to move with the Earth. We are part of this planet. We are not some separate beings living in kind of, no. We are part of this incredible being called the Earth. We are part of it, essential part of it. And when you move with it, you're moving with everything that's relevant. Mm. So this is just, when we saw this, we're like...
If you're enjoying this episode, please consider sharing it with at least one friend or family member who you think could benefit from hearing it. You help us grow and reach more people by sharing it with those around you. Also, be sure to head to the show notes to check out our membership offerings, membership marketplace, and more. In nearly all cases with modern health systems, you're waiting months for appointments only to spend a mere 10 minutes with a doctor who quickly hands out a generic diagnosis that is likely rooted in a total misunderstanding of health and causes, and then you're offered a one-size-fits-all medication or invasive treatments with unpleasant side effects. If this sounds all too familiar, consider a different approach with the New Biology Clinic, founded by Dr. Tom Cowan, a respected natural health doctor, author, and speaker. Dr. Cowan's holistic perspective on health and wellness and a deep understanding of the true nature of health and disease sets this clinic apart. With the New Biology Clinic, it's not about quick fixes and suppressing symptoms. The practitioners take time to understand your unique story, recognizing that health is unique to the individual and that illnesses have a variety of causes, physically and metaphysically. Members of the New Biology Clinic enjoy a flat monthly fee that includes a range of valuable services like health consults as needed, practitioner-led live streams on diverse health topics, access to a members-only resource library, and multiple live group sessions every month. These sessions cover fitness, breathing integration, biofield tuning, guided meditation, EFT tapping, and much more. Unlike traditional healthcare systems that thrive on frequent visits, prescriptions, treatments, and suppressing symptoms, the New Biology Clinic's motivation is to make you healthy and keep you that way. Visit newbiologyclinic.com to learn more and use code THEWAYFORWARD for $50 off your account activation. If you're a member of The Way Forward, email hello@thewayforward.com to receive $150 off your account activation. Your journey to genuine healing begins here. If you're listening to or watching the show, chances are you probably look out at the state of the world and think, I know there is a much better way of doing things. So many of us have a vision of living off-grid with like-minded people, unschooling kids together, building community together, trading and bartering together, growing food together, and sourcing clean, spring-fed water together. And with modern society headed towards the cliff of tyranny and the centralization of power, it's important to consider a life where we can thrive irrespective of what happens with the rest of society. Most of us know what we want and why we want it, but few have cracked the code on how to achieve it. Our friend Jonathan England has cracked the code on the how. On August 3rd, he is hosting the Off-Grid Dream Life event, where he'll show you the four steps to transform your vision of an idyllic eco-village into a reality. Imagine being a part of a sovereign community with its own food, water, shelter, energy, currency system possibly, allowing you to live in harmony with nature and with each other. No more bills, fresh clean water right out of the ground, organic food picked off the land daily, and surrounded with like-minded people who share your values. If this sounds like your dream, please register for this free virtual event by visiting offgriddreamlife.com or just head to the link in the show notes to learn more. Yeah, the implications of that are so mind-blowing. That's incredible. So I'm interested to know, based on that, if this is sinking the emission of light that is coming off of these seeds, because you're treating it with the coherent water, which again is water that is coming back to the state that water should be in on the earth. So then it's naturally synced up with all the happenings of the earth and nature, which is that alone right there is mind-blowing. Like,
already, that's what I'm saying. This is the core of it. Everything else is kind of awesome. It really have amazing health effects. It's really amazing. No question there. But what we're talking about, this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's bringing life into a state of connection.
Yeah.
So this is also very interesting. Since 99% of our body are molecules of water, we are actually an antenna. Because when you go back, all crystal radios in the very beginning, back in the day, were crystal based. So your entire body is a crystal, so to speak. And then you're either in harmony or in resonance with planet Earth and even larger electromagnetic environment, because planet Earth is also part of something much larger. So you're either part of that and vibrating with it in a powerful way, or you're actually separate from it. When you are part of it, you're part of life. Then something much larger than you can not only operate through you, but you can have a larger experience of life in yourself, because you're connected to something which is vast beyond imagination. That's why people, when they start drinking unlimited water, they start to have these very connective experiences. They start to change their life. I mean, they start to change their diets. They start to change how they behave, because something fundamental changes. This water is a life affirming. That's why people who are meditators start to experience shifts, and you start to experience connection with life.
I mean, it totally makes sense, because if what the water is doing is helping the seeds to essentially sync up with the earth, then it would be doing the same thing with us.
Yes.
Syncing us back up with nature as we should be. One question that I had related to the water itself is, have you guys done anything to measure the actual frequency? Because I know the background resonant frequency of the earth is 7.83 hertz. Have you guys measured the frequency of the water yet?
This is actually very interesting. Why we called it analemma? So analemma is actually a power symbol of the sun. We realized that, for instance, if you take a photo of the sun from the same place of the earth for 365 days in a year, you would get this infinity sign on the sky. We realized that water changes electromagnetically every single day due to position of the earth towards the sun.
Wow. Okay.
So you're not going to see a static frequency.
That makes sense.
Water is a living, breathing thing. It's extraordinarily intelligent. That's why I love the work of Dr. Masaru Emoto. He actually proved that he invited thousands of people, and thousands of people kind of did this experience for themselves. And I invite your listeners to do it themselves. What he did, he took rice and he boiled it. So water entered into it, and he separated it into two cups. And every single day he came to one cup and expressed all the most beautiful emotions in his heart. Gratitude, love, joy, acceptance, all the beautiful emotions. And to the other one, he came every single day and he expressed all the negative emotions. And after a week or so, the rice that had beautiful emotion expressed to it had the beautiful fermented smell of rice, and you could even after a week eat that rice. While the other one, so it's the same rice, everything is the same, had visual signs of decay, and it had a foul smell. So water picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment. That's the only change. Water is at the very heart of it. Water absorbs it. Water receives it. Water transmits it.
Incredible.
Again, that's why it's so important how we treat our water. Usually people always go to the chemical side of things. Maybe this is a perfect opportunity to touch upon that. And like, let's kind of purify the water.
Yeah.
But, and that's totally important. Don't get me wrong. But if you take, even if you take the toxin out, the information of that toxin, vibrational information of that toxin is still inside the water.
That's so a really, that's physical. A really good point. And that's like a reverse, I would say, antagonist of homeopathy, you could say, where it's like the bad things, the bad energy of that toxin still remains in the water. And even so, if you're using reverse osmosis or distillation of some kind, you are still denaturing the water, stripping water of its essence in a way you could say, yes, you're stripping it of all the bad toxins and things like this, but you're also putting it through right angles and things like this, so it's not going to be in its coherent state. It's just stripped of both all the things that are bad, all the bad things that have happened to it, and all the good things, but then has this mix of sort of chaotic polarizing energy because it has imprints of both the bad and the good left over in it. So it's just in a frenetic state, I'd imagine.
Agreed. So when you purify the water, you are doing a good thing, but the key element is the actual vibration of the water. And this is where an analemma comes in. This is what an analemma does. It just changes because water always picks up the most dominant frequency of its environment. So any lesser frequency just goes out of the door. Water takes up this dominant frequency. And when you drink that water, you're actually introducing what's relevant and natural and appropriate to your body so that it functions in its optimum way.
What would be another cool study to do? My mind's going off on
please,
all
please,
different
Please, please,
please.
I mean, yeah. Like, just so you know, we're going in so many ways. I'm always open to any ideas because, you know, we can only do so much studies at a time. But
totally.
We know that it's so vast that we can go in various directions. So please.
Well, it would be cool to take... Okay, so let me back up. So I, per the work of Gerald Pollack and Gilbert Ling, when exclusions on water, so H3O2, which is like highly coherent water, it's this sort of gelatinous in-between state, fourth phase of water, that's why it's called fourth phase water. From my understanding, exclusions on water is called that because as it becomes more coherent, it sort of creates this ring or barrier where it pushes the impurities out to the outer rim of the water.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, it's close to the hydrophilic surface where everything gets expelled. Exclusion zone is because it's very tight to the hydrophilic surface. And then you have this zone where water is completely pure, it's structured, and it's charged in a positive way. Yeah.
Right, right. And it almost acts as, I was corrected the other day when I said battery, and they said not really a battery, more of like a capacitor, but okay. Like it stores energy. But... So the reason I bring that up is it would be interesting to take the analemma wand and take tap water. Let's say one of the worst tap waters in the world. I don't know. Find like some place in probably Oklahoma or something like this next to an oil rig and take that tap water and then treat it with the analemma wand and either freeze it or something like this to see if it actually does push the impurities out.
Just so you know, we did test with it. So we are very friends with Jerry, with Dr. Jerry Pollack. We realized that our water is not the same as the water he created through his experiment.
So it's not,
it's not the same as
H3O2.
No. Which is really extraordinary. It really tells you there are so many things about water that we just don't get.
You
know what I mean? I mean, like, just we're thinking, oh, it's H2O. No, it's not. There are worlds hidden in it.
Yeah.
Because there are also various structures. So every structure serves, again, as an antenna. It kind of, there is also a hypothesis, you know, that everything happens in real time frequency wise. So if your body or water that you drink is set up in a particular way, you are literally receiving the frequency which is all pervasive, but you're now in tune. So there is really, water is an extraordinary, extraordinary subject. Just so you know, we actually did some experiment with Dr. Gerald Pollack. He realized that water has the electrical capacity anywhere between 150 and 300 millivolts. We realized that when you swirl the analemma through the water, that electrical capacity can skyrocket 300%.
Whoa, that's incredible.
So that's really also incredible. We were also kind of doing some research in terms of energy as well.
Yeah.
To see how we can kind of hopefully use that charge to create toxic free energy for everybody.
Yeah. That's incredible. That's incredible. That's, I mean, like, talk about angle, tapping into Tesla, like, free energy devices. I mean, I imagine that the life force, the prana, the chi in your body, when you consistently drink analemma water, goes up relative to how it was before. I mean, you guys are measuring ATP production, yes, brainwave activity and things like this, but just overall, your cells' capacity to store energy because you're helping nourish your body with coherent water, which, because we're made up of water, 99.9 whatever percent molecularly, and our cells are likely comprised of fourth phase or coherent water. It just totally makes sense that we're helping to increase the electrical capacity of our bodies and our electrical output, the life force, the chi in our bodies.
Totally, totally. And now we can kind of jump in the whole spiritual side of things. But I truly believe that consciousness marries the form through water.
Yeah.
So this is the touching point. And when you change the water inside of your body, you became closer. And that's why meditation is hugely, hugely important. Because we are not our bodies and minds. We are actually embodiments of something which is extraordinary and vast. And when you connect to that place inside of you, when this identity shifts in you, you get access to unlimited energy. So it's no longer anything that you can measure through ATP. You are literally becoming light of the world.
And I shared an interesting anecdote. I shared this, I think, on episode 75. So I did a 15-day water fast, and I was drinking either reverse osmosis water or spring water in Colorado. That's where I did my fast. And I was structuring it with this every single glass that I drink, right? And I was thriving on my fast. Like, I was doing incredible. I think day five or six, I forget, five, six, or seven, I stand up paddleboarded at elevation at 9,000 feet for like 4 or 5 hours, and I was doing totally fine. What was really interesting, really, really interesting, is so my dad has an analemma wand, and I was at his house in Colorado doing the fast. I didn't bring mine with me because I need to leave it for my wife and kids while I'm off doing this sort of initiatory experience for myself. This rite of passage, if you will, that was the water fast. But the day that I drove back home, I had planned on continuing the fast, but I had to drive 14 hours from Colorado to Texas. And I was like, you know what? I'll just drink spring water that I bought from the store. So I bought this spring water that was in a plastic jug. And yes, I was trying to bless it and pray over it and things like this, like I was with my previous water. But the one difference is that I was not treating it with this. And I got so dehydrated. And I know I did, because the amount that I had to pee and stop during my drive was off the charts, but I was still sipping it in the exact same way, still doing the exact same things. And by the time I got home, I had such a raging headache that I was like, okay, there's no way I can continue this fast. And the one difference is I was not treating it with this, and I was being super intentional to, I think, structure it for at least a minute every time. So, interesting anecdote, but I was thriving when I was doing a water fast, just, you know, blessing it, praying. And I was spending a lot of time in the sun, putting my feet on the ground, which increases my electrical potential and the life force in my body. But I was treating my water with the analemma wand every time that I would drink.
Exactly that. You actually touched upon the magic of this. And these are the stories. I mean, we're getting thousands of letters from people all over the planet. When they use the wand, they get connected to something which is unlimited and vast. And then you really get the energy. So it's not even, we're doing the studies, we're doing the measurements, and really the results are phenomenal. And we want to do it in the right way, and we want to present it and publish the study so that people know that they're actually getting something which really increases their health and wellness. But the key element is this connection. It just connects you to something which is much bigger than what we even imagine we are. And that is priceless. This is what it's all about.
Amen. Yeah. I have another question related to the quartz encasing. So, so like we established, strong coherent field will always overtake and entrain weak incoherent field. The quartz encasing acts as a superconductor, and the water inside, which I want to get to, I know that's a proprietary blend of what's inside, but you guys can, you've spoken very generally what is done, and it's pretty incredible. But so is it that the water inside here is so unbelievably strong and coherent and stable that its field is also strong and coherent? So no matter whether you put it next to, I'm trying to think of how to state this, something that is, let's say, a very disharmonious field, because this is such a strong harmonious field, it is not going to negatively impact the water inside the wand.
We tested it, just so you know.
Okay, let's hear it.
We already did science on it. We saw that, 4G, 5G, that this really puts water in chaos. Not only that, it puts us in chaos. We're not kind of aware of that. We did a study where we were one of the first ones. Even now, nobody talks about it. But we were measuring when people use cell phones, what kind of effect that has on brainwaves. So every single time you see, we measured without cell phone usage, you see brainwave patterns. As soon as people start to use cell phones, after we did 3 minutes or 5 minutes, something like that, you see the effect. And like, it's, you cannot miss it. But the thing is, what we did then, we gave to some of participants in the study regular water to drink, and to some we gave an lemon water to drink. And when they drank regular water, there was no change. That disturbing effect stood there. And actually, it's like an hour or so, it kind of persists. But with NLM water, again, as soon as the person that took the participant in the study took a couple of sips of NLM water, instant better connection with the left and the right hemisphere of the brain, and instant harmonizing effect of the brain, so brainwaves. So in very, very, very short period of time, your brainwaves go to green. Just because you took a couple of sips of NLM water. And we did studies on plants as well. We did various plant vitality tests through millivolts and other stuff. So we actually used regular water, and we radiated the water with 5G. Then we watered the plant, and plant lost vitality like crazy. And the same water we used NLM wand on.
Wait, so you radiated it first and then...
Then we used an NLM wand on it.
Wow.
And we watered, and the results were kind of heaven and earth. It's just you cannot miss it. So this is... And why is this so relevant? Why is this so relevant? Because we have this 5G, so it's like everything is now saturated with these waves, especially with Starlink and with all of this low orbit satellites. So it's not even, you have this kind of infrastructure, which is land infrastructure, and you don't even have one company, you have 12 of them, and every single one has their own. So you have this soup of highly condensed, unnatural electromagnetic waves. And even that, if that is not enough, then we have low orbit satellites. Now we're talking about 10,000 or so, which are constantly radiating this. And we also have to kind of consider one thing. I don't want to freak anybody out, but it is kind of a big deal when you look at it. All of this low orbit satellites, they're radiating through what? Clouds.
Wow.
All that water comes down. And this is deeply incoherent water, which has powerful effects on everything alive. Yeah. And we've seen it. We tested it. We know that it's actually happening. And the only thing we saw reverses back was an LMO.
Wow. My goodness. That is like, I never made that connection with the millimeter waves going through the clouds and the clouds then raining. And then I know a lot of people are having issues in some locations growing food and things like this. That's insane.
That's the thing. That's why it's so important, because it reverses. It takes the water back, and the water resists. It actually resists those waves. So it's not going to create a problem. I have to tell you one really, really interesting phenomenon that we observed. So we connected to a German company that creates bricks. And which is really also one kind of, we can't even explain it. But anyhow, you have a brick that was used with regular water and brick that was used with coherent water, analemma water. And for some reason, the brick that was created by coherent water, even though the weight of the water was the same, the brick was 400 grams lighter.
What?
Yeah. Okay, so this is the first one. We still can't explain it. But anyhow, the house was created with those bricks. And we actually did measurements of EMFs. And they don't penetrate the brick.
So are y'all getting into building materials now? My goodness.
Not really. I mean, we can go into so many.
Other untapped industry.
And not only that, we kind of wanted to connect also with the companies that do paint. Yeah. Because this is the easiest way that you don't have to build a house with it. You take the paint and use coherent water with, and then it actually creates a barrier so that all of the electromagnetic waves cannot penetrate the house as much. So, yeah, these are the kind of things that we're also playing with. I mean, we can only do it as much as we can, you know.
It's blowing my mind. This is seriously blowing my mind. My goodness. Correct me if I'm wrong. There was another study done related to either millimeter wave technology, 5G, or non-native electromagnetic fields in general, that you had treated some water with the analemma wand, and the water that was treated with the analemma water also maintained its coherence through being in proximity to 5G. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's very, just so you know, it's very hard to measure this. We did all kinds of methods, near infrared, ultraviolet, visual spectroscopy, and we proved that the water changes. But I can tell you one thing, which is, you know, every single year there's this water conference when all the scientists from around the planet comes, and everybody knows everybody. And there's constantly kind of controversy whether we should test it this way, whether we test it that way, what is the way we measure the change in water. And since there is a lot of kind of change in the way people look at it, we decided that we didn't even want to go there. We did all the experiments and we're constantly doing it. But our whole effect was, let's do the studies in the effect on biological systems.
Got it.
Because this is what it's all about. It's not like, okay, water changes.
Yeah.
It does. But what effect does it have on people, plants, and animals?
Mm-hmm.
That was our whole thing, and that's where we saw. That's why we went to the what I mentioned with the plants. We used the water, so okay, we can measure the vitality of the plant. Let's radiate the water and see what happens. And the effect was really bad. And the same that radiated water, we swirled the analemma through, and we watered, and the effect was gone. So this is something which is really powerful and irrefutable and relevant. Because it really shows you the effect on the actual living thing.
That's incredible. And I know you had done some other studies on plants that were one where I think you had stuck the analemma wand in the soil.
Yeah, this is interesting. No, yeah. This actually happened during the glycan age study, where we actually measured biological age reversal in people. So well, we told the participants of the study that they should expose their analemma to the sun. We, you know, it's not necessary, quote unquote, but since...
And that would be considered charging your analemma, right?
But you know, right. It's not necessary, but since water loves the sun, as we mentioned, it changes changes electromagnetically due to position of the Earth towards the sun. We always say kind of put your analemma outside in the sunshine, let it absorb the sun. And one wonderful lady in the study, she actually has a, she had a garden of very short plants, very small garden. So she placed her analemma at the same spot every single day. And after a month or so, she sent me, month and a half, I'm not sure what's the time, she sent me a photo of this garden. So it's like you drew a circle around the exact place every single day. She kind of placed it there. And in that circle, plants grew an inch and a half taller than anywhere else in the garden.
What was the radius to the analemma one? Do you know?
I'm not sure. Again, it's not huge. It was like this, something like this.
Yeah, no, it's just interesting to think about, because so that would mean that the analemma wand stuck in the soil, she's watering her garden, and the analemma wand, just by being proximity to wherever these water droplets landed, was helping to bring into coherence these water droplets within a certain radius. That's,
we actually, just so you know, this is also one agriculture study that we want to do. We want to do the math on it to see what's the radius, and then we can actually create a grid.
Yeah, that's what, well, that's what, where my mind was going.
And
like,
yeah, perfect, exactly. We had the same thought. Then we, you don't have to turn the water in coherent state. You can just let the nature do its thing, so to speak. You just kind of create the grid, and that's basically it. But we still haven't got to it. Mm-hmm. A lot of studies that we're doing.
Yeah,
we're
you have a lot of studies going on. You're working with bricks and stuff. You're doing a lot of stuff.
I mean, just so you know, we're doing now actually nutrient density study, shelf life study on the plants. But I want to come back to one really, really interesting thing. When we did this, which I mentioned, this study on microbiome of the soil. So where we took this completely barren, destroyed piece of land with glyphosate and all the toxins, you cannot grow anything on it. And as I mentioned, we watered one chunk with regular water, one chunk with analemma water. And the chunk that was watered with regular water, we saw nothing. And the part that was watered with analemma water, we saw a huge explosion in biodiversity of the microbiome. And we saw these colonies of bacteria started growing, so much so that they started, these bacteria started to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere into the soil where it belongs. Oh. So that in and of itself is extraordinary. Yeah. Can you imagine the easiest, most natural and beautiful way to kind of relieve the excess CO2 in the atmosphere? And because plants need CO2, it's their fuel. So through glyphosate and all the toxins, the whole mechanism is broken.
Right.
Through this, you're actually bringing nature back into play, because this is natural. Right. Plants need CO2, and then they just breathe it in.
Yeah.
So and they this is breathe out CO2 oxygen.
This is helping CO2 uptake in plants, essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And not only that, but we saw the whole nitrogen cycle being improved. Total nitrogen is soil being improved. Another really interesting thing is usually when the rain falls, all of the minerals and nutrients go to deeper layer of the soil. But when you water an analemma, when you water the soil with an analemma, what happens is that those same minerals and nutrients, they stay at the top layer of the soil where the plant can actually use it. Now, isn't that amazing how nature is just extraordinary intelligent? It's just beautiful, beautiful to observe. These are just the natural elements. It's not something, you know, you don't have to apply whatever chemicals or whatever. No, nature knows what it's doing. You just have to apply something that works.
Yeah. And you're just bringing the water in here back into harmony with nature and then letting it do its thing from there. That's it.
Exactly. It's exactly. Incredible. So that's why I mentioned this environmental effect. Wouldn't it be great that if all agriculture companies would start to use analemma water?
Incredible.
We solve the whole CO2 issue. And incredible. Not only that, we're going to bring much more oxygen into the atmosphere because plants breathe in CO2.
More yield in the crops, higher food production, everything. Incredible.
Everything.
And then I would imagine the byproduct of eating food that is grown in soil that has an accumulation of water that is analemma water would mean that the food itself the water in it is being imprinted with this harmonious water. So then you're eating that, and that's good for your body. So it's impacting exactly. the water you're drinking and also the food you're eating.
And we proved with our tomatoes, we were testing tomatoes. Our tomatoes have between 60 and 200% more light. So all that light ends up in your cells.
That's
so from any angle when you look at it, nature is an ecosystem. Everything works and is connected with everything else.
Yeah, incredible. So what I love about this is that you can travel with it and take it literally yes. anywhere you go to treat any water, wherever you're traveling. It's just super convenient. But for your home, for spraying the water on your plants in your backyard, or maybe you're growing some food inside your house because that's all you really can because you live in harsh winter climates. You have made a device that is a whole home device, correct?
Yes, yes. Our whole thing was to create a device that you don't even have to swirl anymore. But there is one more important element there, which we were kind of, since 99% of our molecules are water, we were hypothesizing, okay, what would happen if people will lay down, take a bath in an lemon water for half an hour? We're kind of thinking something magical could happen there, but we were kind of thinking how to design it and how to do the study. So we connected to Hydrate Spa, my dear friend, David Perez. He has a wonderful doctor there, Dr. Greg Lane, and they have equipment actually. So they measure various vitals before and after. And they have the whole system there. So we have 100 people study. People come in. We saw the before, and the people do the bath for half an hour. They just lay in the bath, and then we do after. And the results were phenomenal. So we were measuring cardiac output, stroke volume, blood viscosity, and most importantly, heart rate variability. In all of the markers, in all of them, every single time we had an improvement. But, you know, with heart rate variability, the minimum rise in heart rate variability we saw was 30%. That was the minimum. So the lowest rise in heart rate variability was 30%. Just that's taking incredible. A bath, which is that's incredible. What I'm saying. That's why we wanted to create, this is what the thing about create, we wanted to come out with the whole house system. So wherever you open your faucet, you get coherent water and you fill your tub. I always say to people, if you cannot afford, because it's a bit pricier, we still, just so you know, all of our tech, we wanted to make, we knew that we could price it 3, 5, or more times higher, but we wanted to make this technology available for basically any family. So even if you can afford it, a whole house system is $1,800. What I say to people, if you can afford a wand, which is really affordable, and you buy it once and will last your lifetime, you can, with just one wand, you can create coherent water for life. So what I say to people, put it underneath the flow of the water while you're filling your bathtub. You are going to have to wait for 15 minutes till the bathtub is filled. But in effect, you're going to have the same thing. You can lay down in LM water and actually get the effect. If you can afford it, you just open the faucet and you get coherent water. So this is a whole house system that we created. For the gardens, we actually created the garden unit. So you can just put it on the hose when you are spraying, when you're watering your garden, you can use there and you can have the best possible produce you can create with this water, and all the vitality and all the everything kind of goes in. We're actually going to be coming out very soon with several new products. We're going to be coming out with pitcher. So it's going to have the NLMI inside. It's a beautiful thing. We really like to create beautiful things as well. So it's they're not just functional, but they look beautiful.
I mean, this does look so beautiful. I mean, I think lightsabers are super cool. So
yeah, super cool. I agree with you. Incredible. So then you can just kind of fill the pitcher and leave it for a while, and you can drink the water. We're coming out with state-of-the-art Brita-like system, which is going to have the best filtration in that particular field, and it's going to make the water coherent. And we're coming out with a flagship model, which is going to be 5-stage water filtration and it will make the water coherent. So it's the ultimate water treatment system. So you can install it and you don't have to think about it. You have the very best water.
Incredible. I cannot wait for that. So the last question that I have is, what makes this water inside here so strong and coherent? What are the things that you can share that you expose this water to make it so incredible?
So it actually takes one full year for us to create the mother water. So usually some scientists that created some forms of structured water, they use either vortexing or they use magnets or they use crystals. We are not going that way at all. Our whole system is actually a five-stage process. And once the water passes through fifth stage, it never goes back. What I can say that we're using shapes, we're using precious metals, and we're using lightning.
Incredible.
Yeah. And once the water enters that fifth stage, it just doesn't go back. It just forms this state and it resists everything. It just doesn't fall apart. And that's what we see when we're all the affected plants become so resilient on it. Humans become so resilient on it. So it has this effect. When you drink it, you are actually becoming it. It just crossed my mind. I love the work of Dr. Tom Cowan, how he talks about this, how our DNA is actually surrounded with highly structured H2O molecules. And when that molecule start to break, when the structure start to break, then we start to get diseases.
Right. Our That's why it's so important.
Exactly. When water persists to stay in this highly structured state, then our body works in an optimum way, the way it should.
Beautiful. Man, this conversation, I've already talked to you once and I'm like not faking any of my like reactions here. This is incredible. It's I'm also obsessed with water though. I have two water signs, Cancer and Pisces. So it makes sense, but this is just incredible. The work you guys are doing is just unbelievable, really. It is totally remarkable, like paradigm shifting work.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, like when you, I'm in the same like you are. I mean, like when you witness this, I'm also witnessing everything happening. So then it's like, whoa, you know, I just want to do whatever I can to kind of get it out so that everyone can start using it and everyone gets the benefit. I have to mention one thing that we haven't talked about. So water is actually the most fundamental level of our existence, which we talked about. The second in my eye is actually our microbiome. So we like to think of ourselves that we're this single species. Nothing could be further from the truth. Right. We're living in symbiosis with trillions of these microorganisms, and the equilibrium, the harmony between us and, if we can even separate ourselves from it, and these microorganisms is extraordinarily important. You know that there are up to 300 times more microbial genes than human genes in human body.
Doesn't surprise me.
So anyhow, we were inspired with a soil study where we saw this huge explosion in biodiversity of the microbiome. So we actually did a double-blind placebo-controlled microbiome study where we measured this biosis index of the microbiome. So this biosis index measures the degree of deviation within the microbiome, taking into account all the different bacterial phyla and species and their weighing factor. So to cut again a long story short, we saw improvement in the microbiome. What I love about it is that negative bacteria went down and positive bacteria went up, because we need negative bacteria. Everything on this planet has its purpose, but it's just a measure of So when things come into equilibrium, then everything works in an optimum way. So we don't need to eradicate anything. Everything has a purpose. It's just a matter of measure. Now we're actually we're in the middle of the study where we're doing DNA sequencing of an entire microbiome. Why we're doing this and why I'm super excited about it, because science has now connected the state of microbiome to basically any area of human health. Science has actually pinpointed the exact pathway by which any particular species of bacteria has an effect on any particular part of human biology and its health. So we are now doing a whole tree of effects. That will be a super-controlled study. And when it's done, we're going to have mountain of data on particular effects. So we have gut brain axis. You know, people are talking about serotonin a lot these days, how serotonin is so important for the mood. What not a lot of people are aware that 95% of serotonin is actually being created in the gut. And it's being delivered through the gut brain axis. So the state of your microbiome heavily influences how you perceive the world, how you perceive yourself. Are you joyful? Are you a joyful person or not? This is very important. The state of our microbiome is hugely important. You have gut-skin axis as well. So everything is connected back to this equilibrium that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And this water creates that equilibrium.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love what you said there about the quote negative bacteria and good bacteria, and what I'd imagine this does now that you guys have measured that. And of course I'm speculating here, but it makes sense, is that bacteria has this pleomorphic cycle. It'll change role, shape, type, depending on the pH of the tissue in which it's presented with. And so what the analemma water is likely doing is helping to speed up the healing process by bringing the whole system back into coherence, which means those other bacteria that we perceive as negative, really erroneously claim are negative bacteria, just help them speed up their job of bioremediation so that they can pleomorph into a different state, which is incredible. Incredible.
It's incredible. Exactly. Yeah. So it's life comes into balance. So whatever is out of whack kind of comes down.
Yeah.
So it just, everything kind of starts to, that's why I'm saying it always, everything comes back to the state of connection. Once you're connected to what's really relevant and natural and true, your entire biology sings like it's supposed to, because it's in tune. It's like with music, when you have, like you mentioned that you're using
tuning forks.
Yeah, exactly that. You enter in a state of coherence. You enter into the state of harmony, and you can feel it. You can sense it, that you're vibrating in harmony. What could be more beautiful than that?
Nothing that I can think of. So, yeah, thank you so much for the work that you all are doing, Mario. Mm-hmm. It's really incredible. And in the show notes, we have a link for you to purchase the Analemma wand. We have a little discount with the Way Forward, and we're so appreciative of the work you're doing, your support for us, and we love supporting you. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This was such an amazing talk. I really had so much fun talking about it. I love, you know, when people understand it, they know, and then everything kind of moves and shifts. And I believe that I thank you for doing the work that you're doing, because you're bringing to people relevant information. I cannot think of a more important thing in this time and age. We're having gazillion misinformation out there. And honest people, they just want to know, okay, what is the right thing to do in the moment? And to be the source of that information in an authentic and powerful way, I cannot imagine a more beautiful thing to do. So thank you for doing your work. It's really hugely important.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that means a lot. And I really am blessed to do what I do, blessed to have conversations with people like you where I'm just smiling and saying, wow, 100 times. So it really is incredible. So thank you so much, Mario.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.